Hochul, a 63-year-old Buffalo native and the granddaughter of Irish immigrants, has held several elected offices, including congresswoman. But the former lieutenant governor was largely unknown to New Yorkers before August 10th. That's when Cuomo announced he was leaving office in 2 weeks.
Good afternoon, and thank you for being here.
Hochul hit the ground running. She promised to end the scandals plaguing the former governor's administration, including an investigation into an alleged cover-up by Cuomo and his top aides of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic, and a state attorney general's report that found Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women, as well as allegations of a workplace atmosphere of bullying and intimidation.
At the end of my term, whenever it ends, no one will ever describe my administration as a toxic work environment.
Hochul immediately replaced several top aides to Cuomo implicated in the alleged wrongdoing. She accepted the resignation of the state's controversial health commissioner, and she's replacing Cuomo appointees to state entities with her own choices, including at the state's troubled ethics commission. The new governor also tackled major challenges, including the ongoing pandemic and the spread of the Delta variant. Within days of taking office, she imposed a mask mandate for school children, and she's required all hospital workers to get a vaccine or lose their jobs. Just a week into her term, she called a special session to extend the state's eviction moratorium, which was expiring. She also dealt with two hurricanes in a 10-day period in late August that ravaged parts of downstate New York. As the state's first female governor, Hochul is aware of her national role.
Oh, you are just rocking the pink, my friends. You look awesome out there.
She's been outspoken on her opposition to a Texas law that bans abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. And she urged women from other states where abortion rights are restricted to come to New York for help in obtaining the procedure.
This is your safe harbor. You come to New York and we'll take care of you. We'll let you know that we protect your rights. And we'll keep up that fight.
Alexis Grinnell, co-founder of the public affairs group Pythia and a columnist for The Nation, says Hochul is the opposite of her predecessor in style and substance. Grinnell says Hochul has a straightforward and no-nonsense manner and approaches the job with a bit of humility.
She has set a completely different tone for what leadership should look, feel, and sound like, and that is to her credit. It is a model of not me first, but the public first.
Steve Greenberg, spokesman for Siena College Polling, says as recently as last April, more than two-thirds of New York's voters did not know who Hochul was. A survey completed 3 weeks into her term finds 42% view her favorably and have some confidence that she's up to the task.
She's been crisscrossing the state, working hard on a variety of different issues, and I think voters will soon get to know her more. Now the question then becomes, do they like her more or do they dislike her more? That'll depend on, you know, how they react to her policies and the way she tries to implement them.
Hochul's made clear that she intends to seek election to a full term next November. But the time is short to make her case, with the party nominating convention set for February and a primary date in June. She's likely to face a challenge for her job, including potentially from Attorney General Tish James, New York City Public Advocate Jumaane Williams, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.